So we're up outside a lovely kind of stone building on Divis Mountain. It's the launch of the new Ridge Trail. That's another 4.2 miles of good kind of pathways so people can walk up here. Heather from the National Trust, why was it important to kind of buy this land all those years ago and now to start to exploit it?
Well, I mean, National Trust is very much about having places that people can be and to have open spaces. And when Divis became available back in kind of 2005, Divis Mountain was not a place that an awful lot of people had been because of, you know, that it had been a place where there had been a military kind of establishment here, and therefore people didn't feel it was their mountain. So it was really about giving the mountain back to the people of Belfast, and it's always been an ambition to have as many good walking trails as we possibly could up here, but that takes money, and you know, we'd bought the land and really we needed to do something, so that's where other funders came in, and we had some long conversations, and here we are today opening up, as you say, 4.2 miles of fantastic trails.
So there's been money put in by the Tourist Board, but also by DARD,
yes,
and the Department for All Things That Require Welly Boots, whether it's a flood, a farm, or now walking outside. Yep. How does an outdoor walk fit into kind of to the department, and why invest the money?
Well, this particular project was funded through Access 3 of the Rural Development Programme. Access 3 of the Rural Development Programme is all about what they call the leader approach. So it's bottom-up groups, local action groups, funding projects in their own areas to better the area, to make a better lifestyle, to bring more people in. So through Lagan Rural Partnership, an application was put into them. This project was successful, got the funding. What's good for us is it's now opening up the countryside. And by opening up the countryside, it's encouraging people out of the city. If you encourage them out of the city, they might come out and they might spend a few pounds. They spend a few pounds, they might go a bit further out of the city the next time. And all of that helps to make the rural areas more sustainable going forward.
So it's kind of value add, it's not just about fields and farms, it's about
absolutely
the other things you can do here.
Totally, and you know, through the current programme we have funded a significant number of tourism projects, and the last time I looked we had recorded 121,000 additional tourists to rural areas through projects that we'd funded.
Okay. And are you excited about getting more people? Would you have kind of a feel of the number of people who actually use the trails already?
I think we have in the region about 50 or 60,000 people would be already coming up here. And the hope is that this now, the number grows, that the message spreads, that the you know, it's not just about walking up to the summit. You can now get some fantastic views of Belfast like you have never seen before of Belfast Lough. Well, maybe not on a day when you have a sky that's coming in on you.
Well, the sky, but it is lifting.
It's lifting
now.
But the views are just stunning. So it really is a place that you can see how Belfast works actually beneath you, and just literally 2 miles away from the city centre.
Okay, and there's a couple of car parks. You can get a cup of tea in the cottage here.
And sometimes soup, and you know, a bit of shelter if you need it. Toilets, you know, it's here. All we need is the people.
And some decent shoes.
And some very good weather would be good.
Thank you very much.